Pell appeared on a 2011 episode of Get Delicious on PBA Channel 30 with host Jim Stacy.
This is pozole. This is what we've been talking about.
It's a pork stew, super braised. She won't even tell me. I have to know.
Yeah.
And how it
it's
is.
Got hominy in it.
And
this morning, Rhea's Bluebird began to fill up around 9 a.m. Pell's family filled a table in a corner of the restaurant. Pell's mother, Vivica, said she was pleased to see the restaurant full of people who came to honor her daughter.
It means an awful lot because this is what Rhea would have wanted. And she had such a giving heart and gave to everybody that this is the thing to do.
Alex Schechter, a former Bluebird patron, was also glad the restaurant reopened.
I actually no longer live in Atlanta, but I'm just back for a couple days, and this was always one of my favorite spots when I lived here. And I was really, really sad to hear about Rhea's passing. She was always so welcoming whenever I came in, and so I think it's going to be a big loss to the Atlanta community.
Pell's friend Brian Paust said in addition to being an accomplished chef, Pell had a gift for bringing people together.
She had such a large network of friends, and she was really excellent about knowing what everybody's strengths and weaknesses were and saying, oh gosh, if you do this well, you should really talk to this person. She was really good at putting people together.
In addition to being a well-known Atlanta chef, Pell competed on the Food Network show Chopped last November and won the $10,000 grand prize. According to the Bluebird's Facebook page, Pell died of an undetected enlarged heart. Funeral services will be held Saturday at Westview Cemetery. Rhea's Bluebird will reopen December 3rd. Martha Dalton, WABE News.